table of contents. Overview. Chapter 1. Doing the Right Thing. Chapter 2. The Greatest Happiness Principle. Utilitarianism. Chapter 3. Do We Own Ourselves? Libertarianism. Chapter 4. Hired Help. Markets and Morals. Chapter 5. What Matters is the Motive. Immanuel Kant. Chapter 6. The Case for Equality. John Rawls. Chapter 7. Arguing Affirmative Action. Chapter 8. Who Deserves What? Aristotle. Chapter 9. What Do We Owe One Another? Dilemmas of Loyalty. Chapter 10. Justice and the Common Good. Acknowledgements. Conclusion. Final Thoughts. Overview. In this book, the author, Michael Sandel, aims to make critical thinkers out of his readers by laying out the most prominent theories of justice in order to answer fundamental questions about fairness and morality. He begins with Doing the Right Thing, wherein he outlines three approaches to justice that will each be repeatedly reflected in the theories. Sandel also relies on debates, such as that of price gouging and awarding the Purple Heart Medal, in order to showcase how the three approaches are valued in different situations. In the second chapter, two versions of utilitarianism are discussed, those being Jeremy Bentham's more objective one and John Mill's more humane one. This is promptly followed by a chapter on libertarianism, a theory that goes against almost all the propositions of its precedent. Sandel offers an objective elaboration by raising objections to the theory, as well as some extreme applications. Ever heard of consensual cannibalism? Meanwhile, Chapter 4, Hired Help, delves into questions concerning the way morality is applied and valued in markets. This chapter brings into light how certain capabilities are used for profit. In Chapter 5, the continuing discourse on individual human rights is joined by Immanuel Kant's principles. An extensive chapter, What Matters is the Motive, contains Kant's views on other justice theories, his concepts of freedom and morality, as well as the author's own conclusions about how Kant would have reacted to a few notable issues of the modern times. The next chapter is Sandel's discussion of John Rawls' concept of a hypothetical contract. In Chapter 7, the theorist's moral views on affirmative action, especially as applied in educational contexts, are expounded upon. Up until this point, the justice theories discussed applied the first two approaches to justice. Chapter 8, Who Deserves What? Attempts to explain the Aristotelian application of the third approach. In Chapter 9, various moral forces behind loyalty are discussed. The ways in which loyalty can manifest are also central to this chapter. Finally, Justice and the Common Good concludes the book by elaborating on the author's personal views about justice and morality. Chapter 1, Doing the Right Thing. The author, Michael Sandel, begins this chapter with a brief recap of the price-gouging debate that ensued in Florida in the wake of a devastating hurricane, ultimately challenging questions concerning the role that ethics plays in the justice system emerged from this debate. Welfare, freedom, and virtue. These challenging questions are essentially centered on justice. The author proposes that there are three ways of defining that concept, and those are through maximizing welfare, respecting freedom, and promoting virtue. Those against price-gouging laws argue that free, uncontrolled markets not only promote social welfare, but also protect individual freedom. The rebuttal for this is that social welfare is compromised when those at a financial disadvantage are forced into staying in a harmful situation solely because they cannot afford to buy a ticket out of it. It was said that outrage caused by this particular scenario is a type of anger directed at an injustice. The ethical source of that anger can be explained through the virtue argument, which supports the claim that a good society must limit and demonize greed in order to maintain civic virtue. Enforcing price-gouging laws may help with that. Unlike arguments about welfare and freedom, the virtue argument presupposes that greed is a bad